Here's your morning brief for Thursday, May 11th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. In China, consumer prices rose at their slowest pace in more than 2 years. Official data showed an inflation rate last month of just 0.1%, falling short of economists' expectations. The price weakness reflects uncertainties in the world's second-largest economy that threaten to limit China's recovery after 3 years of strict pandemic measures. The Biden administration today proposed rules to drastically reduce greenhouse gases from coal and gas-fired power plants. Officials say the EPA measures, which would cost billions of dollars, are aimed at curbing emissions that are warming the atmosphere and harming human health. The proposed rules would raise average utility bills by 2% by 2030, before falling to less than 1% a decade later, according to officials' estimates. Opponents criticized the measures as too draconian, saying they would hurt areas such as West Virginia, whose economies are tied to fossil fuels. We're exclusively reporting that U.S. workers are happier now than they have been in decades. That's according to a new report from research firm The Conference Board, which found that last year over 62% of workers said they were satisfied with their jobs, which is a 36-year high. The findings reflected the effects of a tight pandemic labor market, including workers moving into positions that were a better fit and an improvement in job quality as wages and work flexibility increased. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mainly lower, and European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures ticked higher ahead of the release of wholesale inflation data and weekly jobless numbers due out this morning.